Hi, this is Alan. I'm with Liz Joy, who is running for the United States Congress from New York's 20th District. She's running against Paul Tonko, who has been in office since 2009. Liz Joy, tell us about yourself. What can you tell us?
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having me on today, Alan. I am a mother of four adult children. I'm the wife of a veteran. I grew up here in upstate New York. And I filed to run in April of 2019 for the House seat. And I'm a business owner. I am a real estate agent. I'm an author, and I'm very excited to be running for this seat.
So, do you have a shot?
I do. I do have a shot. I believe that the timing is right for it. I believe that there's great concern right now in our district, which you may know encompasses five counties. It's all of Albany County, Schenectady County, and then parts of Rensselaer, Montgomery, and Saratoga counties. There's roughly 720,000 people in the district, and people are highly concerned about the economy right now, and they're highly concerned about the safety and security of our district right now.
Well, so let me start with the obvious place of what divides New Yorkers, pretty much along blue-red lines, but, you know, with a lot more people disliking Trump than liking him. I take it you're running as a Republican. What's your views on Donald Trump?
So I'm running on the Republican line, the conservative line, and also the Serve America movement line. And I'm a supporter of our president. I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. The reason that I did, as a woman and as a mother and as a business owner, is the two top issues for me were the economy. I wanted a strong economy for my children and future grandchildren. And I wanted safety and security for our country. And those are the reasons that I supported the president in 2016. Those are the reasons that I'm going to support the president again in 2020, in 43 days, I think it is.
Liz Joy, obviously you read some of Trump's remarks about women grabbing them by the genitalia, you know, doing all of that. Was that off-putting for you?
Anytime anybody speaks that way about a woman, and especially as a mother of two daughters, that is absolutely off-putting, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, any human being that speaks that way about anybody, male or female, is off-putting. I don't support that kind of rhetoric.
How do you run supporting him, but having that hanging over the whole election, you know, his views about women, which are, are really pretty dramatic?
So, Alan, I'm sure that you completely can understand that as a woman running for Congress and as an independent woman, I don't hang my entire election on a sentence that was said over 14 years ago by a man that was not in office. What I hold my election on is what are the policies that are going to best benefit the 20th congressional district? And what are the best policies that are going to benefit the men and women here, 720,000 of them, that are living here. You know, I'm sure you probably know my story as a woman that was brutally assaulted in 2018. But if you don't, I am the victim of and a survivor of a brutal assault. And I fought for a woman that was being targeted in a murder attempt in Colony in 2018 by a man that came in to kill her. And I got, you know, I defended her and fought and ended up enduring months of physical therapy, months on crutches, a cane, and a knee brace. So one of the things that I'm fighting for here is to quell the curve that has arisen with domestic assault increases, suicide increases, opioid increases, child abuse increases. And over the last 7 months, we've seen a huge increase in those numbers, and that's very concerning to me. And I want to fight for these injustices and see these people be safe and secure who are victims of this.
Now, Paul Tonko, Liz Joy, is very popular in his district and won re-election easily last time. What are you doing differently that will make a change?
Well, the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm really concentrating on are a strong economy. And for our businesses to be able to open up again. And Paul Tonko has been a career politician for 43 years. And I think that one of the things that people across the nation are underestimating, okay, so the far left Democrats are underestimating the amount of anger in the American people with what we're seeing in our economy, especially here in upstate New York. You know, one of the things that's very concerning to me here in our district is to see that we have a 12.5 unemployment rate in New York State right now. That's 1,186,900 people are unemployed as of August 2020. People are hurting. We're not looking at popularity levels here, Alan. We're looking at what do the people need. They need a strong economy. They need their jobs back. Food, dining, hospitality took the greatest losses. Then it was followed by retail and trade, and then professional business sector, administrative, support services, even the scientific and technical services have suffered dramatically. This isn't a popularity issue. This is an issue of who's the best qualified to help funnel legislation into the 20th district that's going to help our economy, drive down the unemployment, and get people back to work. And that's something that I'm very focused on.
So we got a couple of minutes, but what has Paul Tonko done wrong while he's been in office that you want to point to specifically?
Well, I'm not going to point to all of the wrongs that Paul Tonko has done. What I'm going to point to is why I'm the right person in 43 days to be elected. And the reason why I'm the right person to be elected is because I am not a career politician. I live here. I work here. I raised my family here. I have a finger on the pulse of our district. We're going to open up jobs and economy. I'm going to fight for our health care. I'm going to fight for safety and security and law and order for our communities, because the murder rate in Albany, the city of Albany alone, has gone up 1,200%. Assaults have gone up 296%. Gun violence has dramatically increased. And I'm going to make sure that those things go back down so that people can walk to the corner store and not be afraid for their safety and security. Those are things that I support. So I'm going to be supporting a strong economy. I'm going to be supporting choices in our health care. We have five major hospitals here in the 20th district. I'm going to be supporting the safety and security of all of our residents. I'm going to be supporting school choice. I believe that every student should have school choice, that the money should follow the child, and they should be able to go into any district that they choose. I don't think we should have to keep certain students in certain districts if the schools are not up to what the student needs them to be. I'm going to focus on that. Those are the things that are the most important right now.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Liz Joy. You're running for Congress in the 20th district for a seat now held by Paul Tonko, who has been in office since 2009. And Liz, when we come back the next time, I got a lot more questions for you.
Well, I look forward to answering them. Thank you very much.